Dr. Kelly Thompson started out in theater working and performing in Chicago, but in the late 1980s she decided her future was in higher education. That decision led to administrative positions at National Lewis University and Barton College before bringing her to Canton, Missouri. Thompson says she felt great about Culver Stockton College from the moment a search firm contacted her about replacing retiring President Dick Valentine.
The more she described, the more I read and researched about the institution, the more I thought my work at Barton College in fundraising, enrollment management, and also that Culver Stockton, that were sister institutions, Christian Church, Disciples of Christ. So those synergies were really amazing. And the other part that I was just absolutely in awe of is everything that President Valentine has done and the momentum that the college has.
What was it like when you first stepped foot on campus here? What was the feeling you got when you got to the Hill?
It was, my husband and I were just absolutely in awe of the sheer beauty of the campus. I mean, it is, I believe, one of the most beautiful campuses in the United States, and I'm looking forward to more students and more families visiting the Hill.
What is your style or your kind of your approach to leadership, to how you'll be as president?
Perhaps my greatest strength is I like to surround myself with lots of really smart and talented people. I love collaboration. I love thinking about ideas, thinking about possibilities, and then planning a plan and working that plan to make them a reality.
How do you go about, I mean, obviously coming into a position like this from another college, you've got to get kind of up to speed. What do you see your first few weeks and months on the job being? How will you approach them?
Well, I did a considerable amount of research in the process of applying for the presidency and achieving the presidency, but I see my first 90 days on campus as really talking with students, faculty, staff, members of the alumni, really listening carefully, because there are so many wonderful things that are happening on this college. I really want to absorb those things and listen to what folks are saying on campus.
Do you set goals for yourself? And when do you go about doing that?
Well, I've set goals for myself my entire career. Certainly, we have a strategic plan here at the college, so we have goals that have been set, and we're working towards those goals. I imagine that we will begin a new planning process in the next 6 to 9 months, perhaps looking towards 2020. And then how do we take the strategic steps to get us there?
I remember speaking with Chairman Leftwich, a couple of the key goals. They want, obviously, to increase enrollment and then fundraising, building up the endowments and such. When it comes to enrollment, what are your ideas? How do you go about doing that?
Well, I think what has been happening here thus far is our trajectory, and that is having a distinctive curriculum, working with experiential learning. Students today don't just want to sit back in a classroom and hear content. They can get that on their iPhone or their cell phone. What they want to be is involved in their education. And so the more that we can tell the Culver Stockton story, the more we can talk about students being immersed in travel study, either in the United States or abroad, those are life-changing experiences. And really, Culver Stockton is what I would say on the cutting edge in terms of its curriculum. And we just have to continue to keep the story in front of students and parents and guidance counselors and having our alumni tell the Culver Stockton story.
I assume it's the same pitch when it comes to fundraising and capital campaigns and such.
Well, absolutely, and there are so many alumni that have been so incredibly generous in the Vision for the Future campaign, and I see their investment looking at students and saying, how can I help this student achieve their dream through endowing a scholarship or adding to the travel study endowment?
What is it like to, obviously, President Valentine, the first alum president, you are now going to be the first female president of Culver Stockton College. What does that mean to you?
Well, it's really humbling, but for me, I've had incredible female mentors throughout my career. I studied with Dr. Cormier at Longwood University and did my dissertation around her presidential leadership and the development of her board of trustees. And so it feels comfortable, quite honestly, because I've had such wonderful role models.
Dr. Kelly Thompson took over as president of Culver Stockton College on July 1st. She says the college must look to add more online courses and more master's degree programs to remain on the cutting edge of higher education. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.